Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
one of the most prominent guitarists in the history of jazz is Kenny Burrell. He has recorded 97 albums of his own and has appeared on hundreds as a sideman. We'll play several works from his own albums and also some as a sideman. In 1971, Burrell composed and recorded Do What You Gotta Do on his God Bless the Child album with a septet and orchestral backup. Then Burrell plays in a trio with bassist Ray Brown and drummer Ed Thigpen in 1959 on Blossom Dearie's The Party's Over.
Thank you.
time to call it a day. They've burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up. The party's over. It's all over, my friend. Danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. It's all over.
The guitar playing of Kenny Burrell is the focus on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Kenneth Earl Burrell was born in Detroit, Michigan in 1931 to a musical family. He began guitar lessons at 12. He attended Wayne State University in Detroit and made his first recording debut as a member of Dizzy Gillespie's sextet in 1951. He also became very involved with the thriving jazz scene in Detroit. After touring with Oscar Peterson in 1956, Burrell and pianist Tommy Flanagan went to New York City, and the rest is history. Before long, he was one of the busiest guitarists in jazz. Burrell joined the teaching staff at UCLA in 1978 and has served as director of jazz studies. Kenny Burrell made a series of recordings with organist Jimmy Smith and tenor player Stanley Turrentine. Here they are on the title track of Jimmy Smith's Back at the Chicken Shack release of 1960. Then Burrell plays in a sextet on flute player Herbie Mann's Just Wailin' album of 1958 on Blue Echoes. Thank you. You've got the Dr. Jazz Hour, and we are exploring the work of guitarist Kenny Burrell today. Burrell played backup to four trombonists in 1958 on the lady trombonist Melba Liston's Blues Melba on the album Melba Liston and Her Bones, as in trombones. And then Burrell joined saxophonist Frank Wess and trumpeter Thad Jones on Count One from Wess's release After Hours of 1957. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are looking at the work of Kenny Burrell on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Burrell was born and raised in Detroit, so it is fitting that he joins fellow Detroit musicians on the album Motor City Scene. Here he is on Libeccio in 1961, with Donald Byrd on trumpet, Pepper Adams baritone, Tommy Flanagan piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Louis Hayes on drums. And we'll wrap up this Dr. Jazz Hour with one from Burrell's Midnight Blue release of 1963, Chitlin's Con Carne, Yum Yum.
Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.